द फायर ऑफ करेज, मीटिंग लाइफ विथ जेंटल स्ट्रेंथ, स्टोरी टेलिंग मेडिटेशन थ्रू नेचर्स फ्लेम। द माउंटेन वैली वॉज रैप्ड इन ट्विलाइट, दैट फ्रेजाइल अवर बिटवीन द फेडिंग गोल्ड ऑफ द सन एंड द राइजिंग सिल्वर ऑफ द मून। In the center of a small clearing stood a circle of stones, and within them a fire waited to be born. You sit before it, the air around you cool and alive. In your hands, a small spark, trembling, almost invisible. You place it carefully among the dry twigs and breathe slowly, softly, as if whispering a prayer to the flame. And then a flicker, a single thread of orange curls upward, shy but determined. The fire is alive. It begins small, like a heartbeat rediscovering yourself. You shield it from the wind, giving it your breath, your warmth, your patience. Each exhale is a promise. I will not let this go out. And slowly, the spark grows into flame. Quiet, steady, bright. For a moment, you just watch it. This living element, so fierce, yet so fragile. You notice how the flame never stays still. It moves, bends, rises, dances, yet never loses itself. It reminds you that courage isn't the absence of fear, but the movement of light through it. You take a deep breath in and feel the fire mirrored within your chest. A warmth begins to build, spreading from your ribs outward. You sense your own inner flame baking, not wild, not consuming, but steady, golden, alive. The fire crackles softly. It doesn't shout. Its language is gentle, ancient, knowing. It burns because it trusts. Trust the wood to feed it, the air to breathe it, the earth to hold it. You think about the times you have deemed yourself to stay safe, the moments you turned down your own fire because someone else's eyes weren't ready for your light, the days you mistook peace for silence, kindness for shrinking. But the fire reminds you, you were never meant to stay small. You were meant to warm, to illuminate, to transform. Courage, you realize, doesn't arrive in grand moments. It lives in the quiet breath before you speak your truth, in the small step you take after doubt, in the way your heart keeps beating even when everything else feels uncertain. As you gaze at the flame, it grows brighter, alive with moment, alive with purpose. Spark leap upward, vanishing into the indigo night like tiny prayers. You lift your face to the sky, and there, between the branches, stars begin to appear one by one, as if the heavens themselves are lightening candles in response. You breathe again, The air is warmer now, infused with smoke and serenity. You watch how the flame never resists the wind. It dances with it. When the breeze is strong, it bends. When the air is still, it rests. It knows how to live in rhythm with what moves it. So too can you. Your place, your hand on your heart. Beneath your palm, a steady rhythm, the oldest drumbeat of courage. You listen. Every beat says, I'm still here. Even after storms, even after darkness, even after being broken open. You remember the times you have stood up again, not because you were fearless, but because something inside refused to fade. That is courage, the quiet, relentless pulse of life saying, try once more. The fire before you hums gently, each crackle like an echo of that truth. It doesn't burn to destroy, it burns to renew, to make space for the new, to remind the forest that life continues. You look closer. The flame takes on many colors. Deep red like rooted will. Gold like self-belief. Blue like sacred trust. Each color speaks a different language of strength. They rise together, woven like your own layers of becoming. You realize courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes it glows. Sometimes it simply keeps breathing, waiting for the right wind to rise again. The moon climbs higher now, silver light mingling with the fire's gold. The world feels softer, balanced between calm and power. You can feel both within you, as if the moon and the flame are shaking hands inside your chest. You whisper softly to yourself, I am the keeper of my fire. Not the fire that burns others, but the fires that keeps you alive inside. The one that warms your words, lights your path, and reminds you that life's beauty is meant to be lived and not feared. The fire listens, as all of nature does. It answers not in sound, but in feeling. A sudden hush, a steady pulse, a wave of heat rising through you. You close your eyes and breathe in that warmth. Let it move through your body, to your hands that create, to your feet that travels, to your mind that dreams, to your heart that loves even after loss. This is not just your breath anymore. This is the breath of fire, the breath of courage, meeting life not with aggression, but with gentle strength. When you open your eyes, the night has deepened. The fire now lowers its light, a soft glow upon the stones. You realize courage doesn't have to blaze forever. Sometimes it just has to stay lit quietly through the night. You place your hand once more over your heart, feeling the warmth still there. You whisper, I am not afraid of my own light. I am made of fire that knows how to love. You watch as one last spark flies upward, a small sun disappearing into the dark. You smile. The world is quiet again, but something in you has shifted. Steadier, warmer, more alive. The courage you were seeking was never outside you. It was always in your breath, waiting to rise, like flame from spark, like dawn from night.